It's 79 degrees in Nashville. Another sunny and hot day in the forecast. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. And the heat is news today as Middle Tennessee faces another oven-like heat wave this week. The National Weather Service has forecasted air temperatures in the upper 90s with high humidity and a heat index of over 100, closer to 110 today. WPLN's Caroline Eggers says this heat wave reflects a serious danger.
Since 2018, Tennessee had about 25 deaths per year attributed to heat by the CDC. But a new investigation from NPR and Boston University found that heat-related deaths aren't being tracked accurately. Their model shows that 125 Tennesseans die from heat each year. Nationally, the number is 9,000. About a third of those deaths happen in Florida and Texas alone. And this human toll could worsen as heat waves get hotter and longer, as nations keep burning fossil fuels that further warm the planet. Under a future scenario with high levels of pollution, the research group Climate Central estimated that Nashville could resemble the current climate of Houston by 2060. This signals that far greater heat-related risks are possible without radical change. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
Letters are delivering very difficult news to some people on the south side of Davidson County. Their homes are in the path of the state's planned improvements to Interstate 24. The Tennessee Department of Transportation says they have to move to make way for choice lanes. The Tennessean reports people started receiving the letters in July. Metro Councilmember Ginny Welsh has asked the state to share that information with her directly, but her request was refused. In the meantime, there is some blowback to the choice of vendor for building and operating the new toll lanes. The state used an unusual procurement process to pick a consortium of six companies going by the name DriveTN. Shortly before that vendor was picked, the chief of staff for Tennessee's Department of Transportation, who was in office when the selection process was approved, resigned to take a job with the firm that is leading the DriveTN consortium. TDOT says DriveTN made the necessary conflict of interest disclosures and had protocols to keep the employee out of the I-24 procurement process. WKRN reports State Representative John Ray Clemens is asking for an investigation into how that deal was made. Several downtown businesses are appealing their eye-popping tax bills after the value of their properties increased sharply. This morning, it's Acme Feed and Seed's turn. The bar posted on social media asking patrons to keep the business in their thoughts and prayers as it heads to its first appeal. Acme's tax bill jumped from about $130,000 to $600,000. Owner Tom Morales tells WSMV he hopes a new system can help distinguish between businesses in historic buildings and slick new high-rises. He says if the tax bill can't be reduced, the business may be forced to shutter. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.